Hi, everybody. I'm Kyle Sullivan.
And I'm Ethan.
I'm Ian Kahn.
And I just went on a trip to Galveston recently and met a man with a full-body Hitler tattoo.
Wow. I mean, that wasn't a pause to think about, like, that break that just happened. That was actually just a, dear God, why? That was just recoiling in horror. That's all that was.
It was a very impressive Hitler tattoo, actually.
No, okay, well, when you say full-body Hitler tattoo, was it like a tattoo like of Hitler's full body, or did it actually, like, did he just tattoo Hitler's front onto his front?
Kind of both.
Or did he have just, like, Hitler's face tattooed all over his body?
He just kind of, like, lifted his shirt up, and he had, like, an entire, like, portrait of Hitler doing the Nazi salute, just kind of, like, going up his torso.
Was he a Nazi?
He was part of the Aryan race, according to him. He was a little bit racist. I don't know if that's related.
Did you talk at length with this man?
I wonder.
I mean, like, how did that come up? Did you say, wow, are you a Nazi?
Well, so we got to the house we were staying at.
Mm-hmm.
We started unloading our stuff. And then this guy came out of the backyard from the house next door. And then he started talking to my dad.
Mm-hmm.
And then he didn't stop talking for another 30 minutes.
Every once in a while, he was just like, and by the way, screw the Jews? Or like...
Sort of. He said something about, I don't know, he had been in prison a few times.
Sure. Who hasn't?
He was getting, like, married or something. He was a woman he was with. Like, she also lived in the backyard or something. I think they lived in the garage, they said.
Hold on, I need to look up female tyrants.
They like, he had known her for, like, 3 months, and then something about the church paying for them to get married. Also, like, his parents, his dad was dying, and his mom was dead, and they were leaving him 3 pit bulls that he had to take care of. They had a house in Florida or something, but they were staying there, and they had to go get their car from, like, Wyoming or something. And he only killed one person.
Really?
And then
I'm kind of disappointed. Did they deserve it?
I don't know. He didn't really go into detail on that part.
That just seems like the saddest thing.
And then he needed money to buy a candle.
So was that the point of the story?
Yeah, pretty much.
I mean, you know, like.
So then my dad gave him $10 and he left.
Hey Kyle, I think I have a new fundraising idea.
Candles for Hitler?
I'm just saying, like, we could be excellent at this. All we need is some, like, some acrylic paint or something. We just get some, we just, you know, change, switch up the tattoo every time and see how long we can talk before somebody gives us $10. I didn't realize that worked.
I didn't either. Apparently it worked pretty well, though. Sounds like a plan.
By the way,
you have to do it in the right location, though, or cops might get involved a lot.
Yeah,
we just always
true,
go to the
actually.
One, the same spot.
I mean, I've always heard that, like, the Austin Panhandlers actually make a pretty good living, really.
I actually remember someone coming to our school a while back when I was in, like, elementary, and they were talking about careers in elementary school, and I was like, oh, well, this is interesting. I'm not old enough to think about college or even understand how to college. So this guy came to our school, sure. And he was saying, oh, I knew some people who begged for a living, and everyone was like, well, how does that work? I thought homeless people didn't have enough money to barely get food. And then they said, well, no. I used to manage a Chick-fil-A. Apparently this guy managed everything and or has done everything, including climbing every single one of the Alps. So I used to manage a Chick-fil-A, and one day all these people with, like, begging signs and pulled up behind his Chick-fil-A in, like, a really nice car, and they all changed out of their really nice clothing into their really disgusting clothing and pulled other signs out of the back of their car. And the Chick-fil-A manager was like, what are you doing? And they're like, oh, no, please, we implore. These are the only nice things we have. And it was a really expensive car.
Well, I mean, you know, like, to be that cynical guy for a moment, I mean, not to, like, discredit anything, but it's always sounded kind of a fun exercise to look and try and compare the timeline that they have on their sign, you know, like, been out of work 6 months or whatever, with, like, the levels of tan that they have.
Yeah. Never thought about that.
It's like, you know, you're still pretty pasty for somebody who's been on the streets for 5 weeks. Like, I know some people are just like that, but, like, that must really suck for you.
Some people just burn.
Like, not only are you homeless, but you don't even get, like, any natural defense against the sun.
The sun's coming to get us, man. You better watch out.
So, this is White Noise, episode 26.
What?
Woo!
Yeah.
This is season 2. Season 1 spanned 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
This one will not.
It'll span 4.
5. Why stop there?
6.
Oh, I have an important health PSA. According to a soap maker on Reddit, if you water down your soap, like your bacterial hand soap, to make it last longer, what you're actually doing is breaking down the preservatives in it, which keep the bacteria and stuff away, and it becomes the perfect culture ground for bacteria.
Uh-huh.
So if you try and like extend the length of your soap's life, what you're actually doing is just spewing huge amounts of bacteria on your hands every time you want to get them cleaner.
Good thing I never do that, because I always found that really disgusting when you go to get soap and it just sprays everywhere.
I've just never had, you know, the energy to go and try to extend my soap life.
You've never been in college and realized that hand soap is like $4 a bottle. That's like 4 meals.
Delicious. There is a restaurant that serves entire meals for $1, like full course meals.
Yeah.
Parking costs $30 though.
Nice. We have this little taco stand. It's actually like the sketchiest looking thing ever in Waco. you know, as everything else in Waco is. But it's like this, it doesn't even have an inside. It's like a pavilion with some picnic tables outside of it.
That's the best kind of restaurant. I don't know why people hate that. Yeah. It's really nice.
Well, I mean, in Waco, that means it's either like, you know, raining or too cold or like 180 degrees.
Or dust.
It's called Taco Zacatus, and we looked, and you could get a taco for $1. We thought, how in the world does this place stay in business? It's a trick, you see. Because while their tacos are really great and everything, you look at the burrito prices or the flautas prices or anything that's not a taco, and it's like $17.
$17 for a burrito. That burrito better be bigger than me.
Yeah, I mean, they were good tacos, though. They had this hottest sauce I've ever had. I was actually in physical pain for a while.
I got in a large debate with I went to play cards, and I got in a large debate with everyone at my table I was drafting. And someone said, mm-hmm. What's the hottest food you ever eaten? Because, you know, we make small talk occasionally.
Sure.
And someone said, oh, I once ate an entire jar of jalapenos out of bed. And, you know, everyone was like, oh, this sounds pretty painful. And then the guy across the table said, I had a ghost chili in something once. And I was like, oh, I've heard of those. Aren't they horrible? And he said, yeah, I cried for about 20 minutes. And then there was another guy who was across from me, not that across from me, but the other across from me. Like, he was a strange-shaped table. He was covered in tattoos. And he said that he had some kind of, like...
Wait. How many dictators?
0. It was like one of them was an angel. Yeah, it was actually like anymore. Magic symbols, mana symbols. It was really cool. So he said, I had this kind of like Tibetan scorpion sauce. And I was like, I have never heard of that. And he said, yeah, I actually was hospitalized because of it. And everyone just kind of stopped and stared at him for about 10 minutes and until someone said, how is that stuff legal? And he said, it's not in America. No one really bothered him for the rest of the evening.
Oh my god, it's like a real thing.
Is it? Is it?
I'm looking it up.
Yeah. I don't think I pronounced it correctly. That's the only reason. I know it's like scorpion something.
It's Trinidad scorpion butch tea.
Oh.
Or Trinidad moruga scorpion. I'm just looking at Google results. Give me a second. But yeah. This combos nicely into him. So I have this friend at Baylor, right? He's not the normal kind of Baylorian person you normally find. He graduated with a philosophy degree and now owns a rock band. you know, yeah, Baylor outcast, I guess. But anyways, he has this thing he does with his roommates. It's Nick Cage movie night.
Oh.
Which is like the worst idea and also like the best idea. I'm pretty sure everyone can agree. But it is followed by a session in which he makes up a variety of alcoholic drink on the spot, themed around the night or the movie of the night.
Nice.
I have been subjected to 2 of these thus far.
The movies or the drinks?
just the drinks. It's a tough call, which would be worse. So I was first invited to partake in an evil John Travolta.
That's interesting.
Yeah, yeah. So he wouldn't tell me what's in it, right? He hands me a shot glass, and it's full of some sort of orangish liquid. And, you know, I take some goading, but eventually I take it down. And it's like if tiny stallions made of peppercorns decided to prance about my throat. at full gallop. It was pretty terrible. It took a minute to recover. And I finally, you know, was able to lift my head up long enough to ask him what was in it. He says, well, it's pretty simple. 40% vodka, 60% Tabasco sauce.
That was it.
It's like, oh my god.
Wow.
That sounds dreadful.
Did he drink these things, or did he just offer them to other people?
No, he took one with me. He was a good sport about it. later that month, we invited him to a party, and he brought a bottle whose label had been completely replaced with duct tape.
That's promising.
Yeah. Upon which, in various colors of warning Sharpie, he had written, "Warning, Ghost Rider."
Oh, God.
Oh, no.
I already see where that's going.
It's like, all right, okay. And so, once again, he wouldn't tell me what was in it.
You couldn't have guessed based on the name and last time?
Well, I mean, I thought it was probably something similar, but I thought, it can't be that bad, right? Like, I did the evil John Travolta. I'm a pro. And also, I was actually we betted on a game of Magic. Another one of my friends and I said, okay, whoever loses has to take that. And so halfway through, it looks like he's going to lose and he's getting dejected and just wants to cop out. And I said, okay, all right, I'll tell you what. We'll do it for double or nothing, right? Because I'm an idiot. I think that's verifiable, actually, at this juncture. But so he ends up winning, which was great for him. I'm very happy for him. I load up the shot. I take it down. 10 seconds, nothing. After that, it just erupts in my throat. The largest, most raging physical pain the inside of my body has ever endured. Like, it wasn't just like temperature, spicy, hot kind of pain. It was as if somebody were physically shoving pointy things through my esophageal lining. Like, I was feeling like this was causing, there was some sort of, like, maybe there was glass dust in it or something.
You know, you're supposed to be the smarter one of us, and yet you seem to be the only one who manages to get goaded into doing these things.
I mean, I lost a bet. It was...
Yes, but you made the bet to begin with, and then you increased the stakes of the bet without even any provocation from anybody else.
I didn't actually make the bet originally. I was the only way I could get him to agree to the game in the first place. He said, okay, fine, but here's the deal. I did double the stakes, but that's because I thought I was going to win. It seems fair.
You should know better than that by now.
Yeah. So eventually, after I managed to get the second shot down, which was like a solid 20 minutes later, because I had to like spend that time recuperating and, you know, drinking water and making sure that I wasn't actually like in physical danger. I asked him what was in it. He says, well, it's actually very simple. You take half a bottle of vodka and you cut up 6 habanero peppers and you let them sit in the bottle of vodka overnight. Then you strain it out. Good Upon Lord. Reflection, I don't believe that's legal. Certainly not advisable. My lips were actually damaged following that.
Yeah, like they were, I would guess so.
Not legal in America, at least.
Like, they were numb, and I think the skin died.
I would assume most of your insides also weren't doing so well.
You know, that wasn't so bad, really. Like, my throat hurt for a solid day and a half, but my lips apparently just...
stomach.
Yeah, you know. My stomach was numb. It didn't seem to be too much of an issue.
Oh, I can't feel my stomach. Yeah, it should be fine.
So, anyways, the moral of the story is Nicolas Cage is a douche.
Well, I mean, okay.
That's really the moral to every story, I think, when you get right down to it.
So, Little Red Riding Hood was cut out of the wolf's stomach by the Axeman. And the moral of the story is?
Nicolas Cage is a douche. Yeah, I mean, you didn't get that?
Nicolas Cage was the wolf.
Citizen Kane. I mean, it's right there.
Oh, gosh. Well, I am suddenly... I want some bread and water now just from hearing those spicy tales.
Mm-hmm. So, since last episode... You realize how long it's actually been since we recorded the last episode? That was before this summer.
About a year, actually.
Really? That's
like
nice,
the latest chronologically that we recorded was the one where we went to Lockhart. Mm-hmm. And that had to be June at the latest, I think.
It seems strange. I don't know what happened. Like, you just stopped bugging me about it. It was kind of blissful for a while.
I mean, we've produced 4 videos since then.
Oh my god.
That's
and everybody knows how long it takes us to do that.
That's dangerous thinking, Kyle.
We've done self-fulfilling idiocy, Steam Summer Sale, Refresher Round, and Happy Apocalypse all came out between now and last episode.
To be fair, though, Happy Apocalypse, how long did it take you to make that one?
I did that one in about a week.
Oh, wow. Okay, never mind. I feel bad now.
Or Steam Summer Sale. That was kind of a freebie.
White Lightning videos have been played on a theater screen twice in the time since our last episode.
How many people applaud?
All of them.
How many people clapped?
Unfortunately, neither of you were able to be there for them.
It's okay. I was there in spirit. I could, my hair had a little bit of extra bounce that day.
Maybe because I had education.
Yeah, you and your school.
Darn me. Me not working at Mickey D's for the rest of my life.
JP attended the second one. Of course, he had the benefit of going to the school now that they were, you know, that was showing them. The Art Institute just had 2 student film showcases, and in the first one we did Gary the Misanthrope and Gary the Misanthrope and
Knife Salesman
one, yeah.
Entendre. Yeah.
And then the second one was No Service and Refresher Round and Self-Fulfilling Idiocy. There were 3.
Aw, yeah.
You. Me? Yes, me. No, you. Him. Yesterday. Tomorrow.
Now that. We fixed the color correction for it, actually, for that event.
Yay.
For what? Which color correction on what?
For Self-Fulfilling Idiocy. I think you're the one who actually pointed out that it looked awful.
It was kind of dark.
We fixed it. It looks much better now.
Did you re-upload it?
Well, I can't really you can't, you know, just swap the video file out on YouTube or anything, so I'd lose all the comments and the Tom Ska boost that I had on the other one.
You hear that, guys? We value you so much, we will give you the inferior quality product.
Speaking of which, another weird thing that has happened since the last episode is that we've got just, like, some patron saint of the internet looking out for us for some reason.
Oh, yeah, that guy?
Yeah.
Wait, what?
Tom Ska is like our internet angel for some reason.
Oh, that's not what I meant. Okay, yeah.
Who were you thinking?
I'm thinking the guy who donated to the Kickstarter and the stuff.
Oh, well, I mean, he's pretty impressive too, but I was just thinking about Tom Ska because he keeps doing things.
Yeah.
Like he's.
It's always nice when people do things.
And, well, it's like he subscribed to me on YouTube, then he favorited Self-Fulfilling Idiocy, which gave it all the views it has, and then he gave us $100 on the Kickstarter. And I have yet to even, like, successfully e-chat with him or anything.
This is the guy. This is the Newgrounds guy, yeah?
He's Newgrounds on YouTube. He made the ASDF movies, and he does a lot of live-action skits on YouTube.
Cool.
He's from England. He does stuff with Jack and Dean a lot, and also the 5-Second Films guys, or 5-Second Movie, whatever, whichever one they are.
I love those people. It's perfect, because I have this thing where I'm working on a project, right?
Mm-hmm.
Where, like, I can't justify a long engagement, right?
Yeah.
Like, somebody says, hey, we're going to go play kickball today. And aside from the obvious reasons why I don't play kickball, such as the use of physical prowess, I can say, gee, guys, I'm sorry, I have 3 papers due in a week. I can't spend 4 hours doing one activity. However, I can say something like, you know, if I watched a 30-minute TV show, that'd be okay, because then I'd still have all the rest of the time. And then after that, I'll be like, well, 30 more minutes isn't that much, right? And in this way, I allow myself to do whatever I want, so long as it doesn't take more than, like, 30 or 45 minutes. 5-Second Films is the epitomization of this process. wherein I am just literally powerless to stop it. If it weren't for their weekly recap videos that take more than a minute at the end of every week, I would actually just be able to sit on their playlist just for the rest of my life, probably.
Yep, probably. I do the same thing now with Yogscast videos, except I do them while I'm working, which extends the time considerably, so I can sit through playlists of 15-minute and up videos just as background noise. And every now and then I'll suddenly realize I've stopped working and have to pull myself back.
Yeah.
Anyway, time for the sandbar update.
Woo, sandbar!
Just kidding. Sandbar's down.
That's true, it actually is. But you know what? Maybe we can, like...
Just in time for our first episode.
It's just the way of the world, it looks like. However, we can probably, like... Do they have a blog? Maybe we can,
they do
like,
have a blog,
you know,
actually.
Maybe we can, like, read some of their progress, like, you know, cavemen.
We were on this blog at one point.
That's beautiful. I would like to reclaim that position someday.
I might have to find their website, actually.
My internet's been has decided that, you know, I'm doing like three things at once now, and as a full-fledged computer, it just can't handle that.
While we're doing this, I've made this observation recently, or a few times actually, and I just finally remembered to write it down. I always see this. There's a logo for the. It's called the Wounded Warrior Project, and it's, I'm sure, a very noble cause. I see it on the back of Heinz ketchup bottles all the time at restaurants. It's just kind of a thing. I guess that, you know, it sponsors them or something. However, there's something interesting that I, as a gamer, notice about it. I'm going to give it to you. Anybody who's listening can look up the Wounded Warrior Project logo real quick. If you play games, see if this reminds you of anything in particular. It's a silhouette of a soldier carrying another soldier.
It's a tank.
Yeah, see, that's one of the three options. I personally see it as the Halo Flood Carrier form.
Oh, yeah, that's true. That's how I would have seen it before playing Left 4 Dead.
Yeah, every single time I see that bottle, I'm like, what the heck is happening? And then I look at it more closely, and I'm like, oh, it's a guy carrying another guy. But because of all the limbs flailing everywhere and the bulbous mass on top of two little stick legs, it looks like the Flood Carrier form from the Halo series.
That it does, as a matter of fact.
The other options are, in fact, the tank or the poison headcrab carrier thing from Half-Life. The sandbars. Okay, so our sandbar update for this week.
I think the second post looks promising.
There apparently was a zombie clown at the sandbar at one point.
Yep. And of course, there's a funny story. It says, there is a poor young lady at the bar who was so freaked out by Michelle's costume, that being of a zombie clown, that her friends asked Michelle to please stay away from her. If you've ever been in the sandbar, you know this is pretty much impossible because there's not a lot of room. This is, I have to imagine, a design feature to increase the amount of worshippers that, like, come into contact with one another. Because a proper cult needs to have that sort of writhing mass feel to it, don't you think?
Yeah.
Like, it's not just really a proper occult worship unless you can feel the hot breath of all of your neighbors upon the small hairs of your neck.
All right. For our first segment this week, prepare yourselves for Stuff We Hate This Week.
I really think that my musical interludes are better than the ones you put in, Kyle.
They might be, but nobody will ever really be able to tell because I always put the actual ones on top of yours.
He's lying to you people. I sing beautiful, amazing interludes in between.
He doesn't do that.
We'll do a live show and you'll be able to see it. Like, I've won awards for my singing. I mean, it was a pest control award, but I used the singing. So it kind of counts.
All right, which one of you wants to go for... Is Ethan still here?
I have my thing I hate this week.
Where have you been for, like, the past 10 minutes?
I was sitting here.
Okay, well, lead us in.
Mine is a little more mellow than the past ones of me being a goofball, but I hate the fading wallflower effect. The fading wallflower effect is something that happens to a lot of people I know and a lot of people you must know. Have you ever noticed that one guy at a party who's just kind of there?
No.
And then you realize, hey. Hey, where did he go? Oh, he's still there, but I couldn't see him. But he was there. This is the fading wallflower effect. People disappearing from your memory, even though you just saw them possibly, you know, within a minimum time frame of 10 seconds ago, you forgetting that they are there. The fading wallflower effect has many syndromes and symptoms, as it were, including saying something really mean about that person, even though they were just there 10 seconds ago and you believe they are not there anymore. Also, yes, just fading from... I hate that. Just fading from existence. You're not there, and then you're there, but you're not there. It's very sad.
Do you have any specific examples, or is that impossible in this scenario?
I have a pretty good example. I have a very good example, in fact. And it happened right before break. We were all... I was in my class. It was not an exam class. No one was taking the exam there because everyone exempted it. We were all just sitting there kind of, you know, chilling, talking. The teacher called roll. Everyone said here. Everyone was here. Then about 10 minutes later, the teacher called roll again for some strange, odd reason. Everyone said here again. About 20 minutes later, she said, hey, is Ethan here? I said, yes. And then she said, hey, Paul, don't say that Ethan's here. I was like, no, I'm here. And then she said, another classmate... and said, "Don't stop saying that Ethan's here. You're not Ethan." And then I said, "But I am Ethan." And then she tried to give Paul detention until I stood up and yelled, "I am Ethan. Hear my roar." And then I beat my chest. It actually got her attention.
Did she give you detention?
No, she did not give me detention. She felt really bad.
You know what? I think this is actually a pretty positive symptom of the fading wallflower effect.
The fact that I can just disintegrate, steal all the money in the world, build a throne out of the money, and no one will realize it.
Yeah, yeah. Or like speeding tickets?
What speeding ticket? Who are you? Why did I pull you over?
It'll just be like looking like, why did I stop next to this abandoned vehicle?
I'm just sitting there. Hey, what do you want? Why is this vehicle talking?
It's like, have you seen the guy I pulled over?
Yes, he went that away. I have many symptoms of the fading wallflower effect, and I would like for you people to donate to the cause by throwing pennies at your screen. Warning, do not actually throw pennies at your screen.
You could also just send money to me.
And Ian,
and whenever I find Ethan, I'll give it to him.
Actually, thanks. You could just like put money in your pocket and forget about it, and I'm pretty sure it will somehow end up at Ethan's house.
That's also true.
It's like, by the way, I found $18,000 in your left pocket the other day.
All right, Ian, what do you hate?
I currently hate Stephen Moffat.
Why is that?
I have a number of reasons why I currently hate Stephen Moffat. That number is 2.
I hope one of them isn't the new Doctor Who companion.
Now that you mention it, Kyle, I dislike the current direction that Doctor Who is heading in, I feel like.
Why is that?
I think it's indulging the internet fandom a little bit too much. I get to be a hipster here and say that I started watching it like way back when and stuff. I just followed the series all the way up, and I like to think I'm a pretty engaged fan. But like, I liked some of the Facebook pages, and the people there—they're scary. they're just kind of bizarre. I don't understand the amount of people, the amount of focus you can level onto one show. I've understood this before, but like, it's just...
Yeah, they do seem to take Doctor Who to the next level. I guess maybe it's the kind of like a magnified effect from one generation to the other.
But
just because it's been around so long or something.
I feel like it's just becoming a little bit too self-referential. Like, it's getting to a point where it's hard because, you know, you've saved the universe... You failed to save the universe and then failed and then actually saved the universe. You saved the Earth. You failed to save the Earth and then saved the Earth anyway. You've conquered yourself. You failed to conquer yourself and then conquered yourself anyway.
And then like, you observed in horror as a trash can ate a man.
Yeah, that happened too. Yeah. But, like, you know, you're kind of running out of things to do. And so at this point, they're just all like, oh, look at the Doctor. Look at all the characters referencing all the doctoriness of the Doctor. Like, the fans are all just like, oh, look, I remember when he did that or something. But like, and they're just getting kind of like, I mean, it's sort of devolving into lol random sometimes.
Remember the time that the Doctor ate an apple and then he had to have a sword fight to the death with himself on top of a giant skeleton tower?
Oh my god, what is that? Oh my, no, Ethan, what are you doing?
He ate an apple.
He's fighting, yeah. But like,
he had to keep himself away, but he couldn't carry on. And then he was laying there wounded in the trench with his hand in the hand of another doctor. And that doctor said, I'm sorry, doctor, you have to see a doctor now.
See, and then, pieces of this sound like one of the Doctor Who episodes. I've never watched Doctor Who, by the way.
Just a
warning. You're getting closer than you're thinking you're getting.
Yeah.
But like the last episode, unironically used the word laser monkeys.
Like, did it? I don't remember that.
Wasn't that Fairly Odd Parents plot?
This Santarin guy, he talks about, shall I get the laser monkeys?
Ah, right.
There are no two more lol random words in the entire English language than laser and monkey.
I do feel like, those characters were kind of weird being tossed in there. I do agree with that.
And then, like, a previous episode, the entire founding concept was dinosaurs on a spaceship.
Well, that was just awesome. Come on.
The episode wasn't very good. I didn't like it. It was all right. It just wasn't one of my favorites. But like, they were just banking on the concept of dinosaurs on a spaceship being too, you know, lol internet to resist.
Oh, jeez!
Did you break yourself?
I spilled tacks all over my desk and floor.
So you haven't broken yourself yet, but you're going to.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to pick up all these tacks.
Yeah.
Well, I personally like the new companion as going in a different direction because I feel like Amy, Rose, and Martha were all kind of the same story, and I like the new companion origin instead of it being, you know, the average person at her home who
happens like,
to run
I actually,
to the doctor. And
I like this story, kind of like this whole thing about how she keeps showing up and reappearing through history or whatnot. That's kind of cool and such. Yeah. But I don't actually like her. Like, I don't really want the companion to constantly attempt to be smarter than the doctor.
I don't know. I mean, I kind of see it more as I see her more as a good match for him, kind of in the way that Donna and David Tennant went together.
I mean, maybe. We'll see.
More of a challenge to him.
And then, of course, my other complaint about Stephen Moffat, because now that I've talked about how much I dislike the direction of Doctor Who, it only follows that my next complaint is that it doesn't happen often enough. I wish his scheduling were better. I will take a moment to bathe in the irony of me, A, demanding that I get more of what I dislike, and B, complaining about anybody having a rotten schedule.
This food is terrible. Bring me more.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway, I hate YouTube.
Yeah?
For a couple of reasons. One, their newest redesign sucks, as usual.
Mm-hmm.
I cannot... Ethan turned into an owl.
And that happens.
It does, actually.
That's a documented phenomenon.
I cannot, for the life of me, understand what designer on the YouTube team decided it would be a good idea to make the entire site left aligned. I'm sure you've noticed that by now.
Yeah.
Like, this was something...
This is not Microsoft Word. Stop it.
It's like that's not a aesthetic choice. That is a complete and total downgrade. People haven't done that since like the 90s when that's the only option that existed. YouTube also sucks because copyrights.
Because vacuums.
Because sometimes people want to own the stuff they produce.
No, that's just lame. No, that's not it.
Sometimes I think
because of how they handle the copyright situation. I just got an email today. Well, actually, first off, I have 3 videos that have been under review since I submitted them, which includes Refresher Round and the opening scene to A Fable 3 Experience, which have collectively accrued 2,000 unmonetizable views on them. Then I submitted the Apocalypse video. That one got flagged as well. I'd like to point out and make it abundantly clear that these videos contain absolutely no copyrighted material.
Hey, you were totally eating a very specific brand of chips in the apocalypse video.
That would mean they watched the video, which is actually the opposite of the problem we're having, because they just sent me an email today saying about the apocalypse video, saying, we did not approve this video for monetization because the content in your video and or the metadata may not be user-friendly or may not be advertiser-friendly. The keywords there are may not, which basically means they didn't actually take the time to check whether or not there's anything infringing on anybody's copyright. It was just close enough of a possibility, and they were just like, no.
I mean, you don't want to risk it. Like,
yeah,
for instance,
I mean,
you have no idea what forces are at work. These people are clearly funded by the Frito-Lay Mafia.
Headed by the one and only Frito Bandito.
And then, of course, if you try to contact them, if you even Google search how to contact YouTube, the search results page basically does everything short of, like, using the letters to spell out, we're YouTube, so screw you.
Yeah. I mean, you know what
first,
you need to do?
The first letter of every result.
Yeah, exactly.
You need to use Bing, Kyle.
Bing.
Well, see, that actually, I was thinking about that because Google does own YouTube.
Yeah, so clearly they have the...
It's like that moment in a adventure movie where you have to, you know, go join the bandits that live out in the woods.
Because they are in the woods.
And even though they're morally reprehensible, like Bing,
you have to have their assistance to bring down the larger tyrant. And then, on that note, that about does it for this episode.
Oh, wait, we didn't... Oh, no. No.
We're now going to start ending the episodes, instead of with the comment of the week, with a would-you-rather question selected from yourather.com.
Really?
Yep. Here's a good one. Would you rather have a huge head and a small neck, or have a huge neck and a small head? Ian, go.
I think the answer is clearly that you should have a small head on a big neck. For one, if you have a large head on a small neck, it's going to tip over and your neck is going to break. But if you have a small neck or a small head on a large neck, you can safely A, get through smaller cracks than most people, and B, use your head as a ramming device, backed up by the cushion of your large neck. This is similar to the effect in checkers, where if you have a checker behind you, you can no longer be jumped.
All right, Ethan, how about you?
I will just say what I would choose probably the large neck, too, because, I mean, come on, you look like Dome Man.
I think I will go with the opposite answer here and say I would rather have a large head, because then I could make comical Gary's Mod faces at people.
This is really the... This is also kind of like... There's a very simple litmus test for this kind of choice. Were you that one kid on the entire block who put on the big head mode in 90s video games? Because every video game had it, and yep. Only one person in the entire neighborhood ever used it.
All right, so thanks for joining us for this episode. You can email us with comments or questions at kylesullivan@whitelightinghq.com. And you can call us at nowhere because nobody used the number and so it got deleted. So voicemail option is gone. Good job, everybody. Thanks.
Watch, now everyone's going to want to leave voicemails.
Thanks, guys.
No, but I hear that. I was rehearsing this voicemail to send to you.
Thank you, everybody.
However, it'd be really cool if you could just, like, record a clip and then attach it to an email.
Yeah, I think that would be better. Like,
that's true.
So
that's
roundabout.
Then again, downloading strange audio clips from people on the internet is never a sign for good.
So, goodbye everyone, we'll see you next week, like for reals.
Woo! Bye-bye.